Making a difference in our community, this is Kathleen Barr. Kathleen, thanks for being a woman of influence. So I'll start off with, so how did you end up in your current position?
Yeah, I'm going into my third year of professional communication at Ryerson University. Basically, like anyone in my field, usually when you're applying for a job, the employer asks for a portfolio to see all of your work. And I kind of just like had an idea that I wanted to have a very like creative or like interactive portfolio. So I, over quarantine, I had a lot of time on my hand. So I created a website that I designed and made myself. And then on that website, I have blog posts, a podcast that I edit and record myself, and then just access to all of my like pieces of writing, my graphic designs, animations, and things like that. So that way, when I apply to a job, I can literally attach the link to the website on my resume, and then they can just click and have access to all my work. And then that's kind of how it started out. But then it kind of turned into a lot more than that. I turned it into my own like social media accounts. They're called Above 20. And then on those social media accounts, I run a blog and a podcast where each week I get young people to come on and talk about what they're doing, share their stories, and we kind of talk about like all the really cool things that young people are doing in our community.
That's really cool. So what is your biggest challenge?
I guess right now with COVID, the biggest challenge is that I actually can't see people to record with them. And we're trying to do our best to like work around that. And we do Zoom calls and we record the Zoom calls. And I think everyone kind of understands when the audio is a little spotty, you can't really do an in-person interview right now.
How did you get involved in the industry?
Actually, I wanted to go into social work originally because growing up, I felt like if you wanted to go to university, it was kind of like you had to go into healthcare. And then I did the Miss Teen Ontario East pageant in Renfrew. And from there, I went on to Miss Teenage Canada. And for that pageant, you work with the pageant committee and you do all this fundraising and you run your own events and you attend events in the community. But I realized I really, really like that part of the pageant. I almost like that part more than the actual competing. I loved running my events and fundraising and getting involved with the community. And then also on top of that, you had to, for part of your judging for the pageant, you had to run a social media account and a blog. So through that, I realized I really, really like public relations. So I realized I really love that field, and I didn't know that was a field until kind of like more grade 12.
What advice would you give to a woman just starting out in your industry?
I guess the important thing in my industry is that you have to network and you have to meet people. And sometimes as a woman, that can be a little bit like scary because sometimes when you go into a new workplace, people kind of, they like push you back a little bit, but it's important to remember just like take up space and be yourself and get yourself out there and don't take no for an answer. Just kind of meet people. But yeah, the most important thing in my industry is definitely networking, getting to know people and just being yourself.
And lastly, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
That's a tricky one. I definitely think I'm most proud of my involvement with the Miss Teen Ontario East pageant in Renfrew. That changed my life for the better. It's an amazing organization. The ladies there are incredible women. They're all volunteers. And they really showed me how to give back to my community, how to be involved, and how to like use your talent and be who you are to kind of help something better and something greater than that.
Listen to all our Women of Influence at renfrewtoday.ca.